We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, everyone. Welcome in the Dom Giordano Show. Usually we talk to Lou Gall, who's off this week. And our guy to fill in, who covers, what should we say, pop culture second to none, is Christian Toto. His website, HollywoodInToto.com. Christian, am I right? Have you branched out from maybe in the beginning, I'm trying to remember, covering films? I don't remember too much TV. Because I'm looking at this article you wrote recently, and this is just a talk radio dream about Joe Rogan. So have you branched out? You're at the Daily Wire now, too, right?
When you cover entertainment today, you really can't just stick to movies. The landscape is bigger. It's bolder. And I am just fascinated and sort of in a morbid way with what's happening with free speech in our culture because I'm a free speech advocate, and there are too many people who aren't these days. And a lot of those people work in the mainstream press. So, you know, I can't help but cover it. And Joe Rogan is a big piece of that story.
Yeah. What's Joe Rogan's reach per week? Do you have any ideas that like 12 million people or so listen to his podcast, some kind of crazy number like that?
You know, it's big for sure. No, it's a very generic answer. But one of the things that's interesting about the new streaming age is that we don't have total transparency. You know, for years, we look at the Nielsen ratings on TV and have a general idea which shows were hits and flops and how many people were watching. And it's been kind of accepted. That's what we understand as the norm. With streaming, with Spotify, with Netflix, often we're relying on the different companies to reveal the numbers. And sometimes they review downloads. Sometimes they may have this as the number one show on our platform. But it's a little bit hard to say. But there's a reason why Spotify forked over 100 million by most accounts for Joe Rogan. He's a huge podcast star. And I think for the most part, deservedly so. He's a real fascinating figure. And we can get into that more. But
what
he's up to.
It is brilliant. Again, the only reason the media tries to cancel Joe Rogan, he terrifies them. But in the New York Post, you go into detail, in much bigger detail than that Post headline. One of the reasons is it's hard to peg this guy down. And you talk about, too, that at one point he has Alex Jones on. He's had a critic of the trans agenda on. And it's the style, the manner in which he does it. Does he have a little bit, whether it's fake or not, of Larry King in him, where he takes something that you and I probably think we know an awful lot about, and he just kind of wanders in there with a provocative guest as if he just wants to know, not to challenge them per se, and then he says something challenging himself to the country or to the audience, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, I think he has an I don't think he's a genius. I don't think he's the funniest stand-up comedy joke teller around. But I think he's curious. I think he's genuinely curious about what else is going on in the world. I mean, it could go from hunting. It can go from the kind of food we eat, politics, biology. I just think he's sort of a seeker. And I think he's a very interesting conduit there because he is funny. He can crack a joke or two. But I think he's just interested in all these different possibilities. And I think he just wants to kind of feel things out. What's going on? What do these people have to say? Are they interesting? Are they trustworthy? And I think there's a genuineness to him that resonates, where he's not a phony. He's not a fraud. He's not putting on airs like he's the smartest fellow. I think he's kind of like us. And I think he just has a platform, and I think he's able to kind of expand his mental horizons in ways that are interesting. And I think it draws us in.
And cancel culture has not reached him, even though I guess there's a try. I was thinking of who are my top five The other is Bill Maher, who cancel culture seems not to have been able to lay a glove on. Do you think of others? Are we getting to a point where it's going to be harder for cancel culture? I haven't seen anybody drop recently of some magnitude doing something that I didn't think was egregious at all. Are we turning a corner?
You know, I don't think so. I do sense that cancel culture is like a bully, and the bullies know who they can attack and who they can kind of squeeze an apology out of, and they also know who they can't. So, you know, Adam Carolla has been going on for the last 10 years saying exactly what he wants to say and saying, I will not apologize. And so they basically leave him alone. I think the same with Ricky Gervais, a brilliant British comedian who's a very staunch free speech advocate, and he's left of center. But when I think most conservatives love him because he's such a defender of free expression. So I think sometimes when the woke mob senses you're ready to kind of cough up an apology, they'll go for you. You know, Ellie Kemper, the actress, recently did a mea culpa about when she was 19 or so. She was in a beauty pageant, and the pageant had some connection to racism in the past. And it's a sort of convoluted thing that clearly she was not advocating for anything terrible. There was a significant disconnect between the past and the present, but she apologized. And, you know, if she didn't, in a way, I think that would have struck a blow for free expression to say, hey, listen, none of us are perfect. There are ties that we can look at many, many institutions where we've got some trouble in the past. But, you know, what is in our heart now? What are we trying to do? What are we trying to say? Are we hurting people? And I think those are the big questions. And those are the massive pieces of context that are often stripped away because the woke mob wants a scalp. And I think people like Joe Rogan don't want to give it to them. But he is on Spotify. It is a company. The employees are revolting in some numbers. And at some point, they may say, we're going to have to let you go, Joe.
You think that actually could happen with something that's this big of a hit?
Yeah, look at Roseanne. Roseanne came back, rebooted her old classic show. It was a massive hit, getting numbers that sitcoms just don't get these days. But two things happened. One, she was an out-and-out Trump supporter. And two, she sent a tweet which was just awful and ugly and racially charged. She apologized. She said it wasn't racially charged. You know, we can go back and forth on that. It was just one tweet for a woman who broke lots of glass ceilings for women in Hollywood. And also, Norm Macdonald, who works with her, said, you know, she would go out of her way to hire people of color on her writing staff. So do we want to judge her based on one really awful tweet? Or do we want to say, hey, this woman's been breaking boundaries and giving
great
sitcoms, you know? But there's no nuance there. So that's why she's gone.
We're talking with Christian Toto, the website Hollywood in Toto, TOTO.com. What are you liking right now in film as we slowly go back to the theaters, Christian? Is there one film coming up or something right now that you really like?
I have to say I've been let down by a lot of films this year, which makes me sound like a crusty, cranky old critic. I'll mention two films that I thought really kind of, one lived up to the hype and one I think just caught me by surprise. A Quiet Place Part 2, which is now available on Paramount Plus and in theaters. So if you don't want to go to the theater, you could subscribe at home. It's not a great sequel, but boy, it's a very good sequel. And I think if you really enjoyed that first horror film, this one will please you as well. And the beginning I thought was spectacular. The opening maybe 5 to 10 minutes is worth the price of admission. And another film which just kind of flew under my radar until I caught it was Riders of Justice. It's a Danish film. It stars Mads Mikkelsen, who's just a great actor. People may know him from the Hannibal TV reboot. And it's a vigilante film. It's got some comedy in it. It is subtitled, but boy, it really I just thought it worked on all the different levels. It surprised me. It was engaging. It was cool. It was comical. And I think that's a really hard blend to mix together. So those are two I highly recommend.
HollywoodInToto.com. And where do we follow you on Twitter?
Same, at HollywoodInToto. I'm also at Daily Wire. And I just started writing for the New York Post. I hope to do some more for them, too.
Boy, how does this guy do all this stuff? Hey, Christian, thanks for coming on today, though, too. And I really enjoyed this Rogan article. It's just, we're in the same business, and I just can't get enough of figuring this out and where he fits in the future. Thanks for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.